The last time I spoke with curator Sarah Keeling, we were in that false dawn during the summer months. Then everything closed again for lockdown round two. But now, well, I asked Sarah to provide us with an update.
So we have, as of the 3rd of December, reopened both museums again, which is absolutely wonderful because we'd been able to set everything up to be COVID safe, ready for the previous reopening. That meant that as soon as this lockdown was over, we've been able to reopen again. As before, Verulamium Museum, we recommend people book online just because it's smaller spaces. So if people just go onto our website, you can book online. But St Albans Museum and Gallery in the centre of town is open and you just come in and check in with your NHS app, as with most places. So we're looking forward to welcome everyone back to the newly Christmas decorated museums.
Just in case not everybody understands what you said then, the NHS app.
So if you have on your mobile phone, lots of people have now downloaded the NHS COVID app where you can check in by scanning a QR code at the front door. So we've got that there. And if you don't have that on your mobile phone, then you can fill in a paper form. So you don't need to have one of those, but it's just the fastest way. Just so that we know everyone who's come into the museum, just in case anything happens.
And staying with the COVID-safe theme, what happens? You go through the door and then you're left free to wander?
We've got a one-way system in place in the museum in town just to encourage people not to be going past each other too much. And we've got enhanced cleaning happening with our staff. There's hand sanitizer all around the museum. And we've taken away quite a lot of the elements where people would be touching things. But yes, you can come into the museum. You can come into the cafe. We have cafe seating still inside, and so we're just keeping people distance, wearing masks of course as well if you're able to, if you're not exempt from wearing a mask, to keep everyone safe. But the wonderful thing about our building in the centre of town is because of those big high ceilings and it's quite a large space, you can actually stay quite distance from people in there. Then I've actually also been working very hard over the last 4 weeks. We've got a new exhibition opening, Cabaret Mechanical Marvels, in our Western Gallery, which at the beginning of this year, I was really looking forward to welcoming people to because it was going to be a great interactive exhibition with automata, which are moving models. So when you press a button and something moves, for example, there's a lion tamer who puts his head in the mouth of a lion and then manages to just escape before it snaps shut. So over the last 4 weeks, I've been working with Cabaret Mechanical Theatre, who curated the exhibition with us, on how to make that COVID secure. And we've come up with some, I hope, quite innovative but low-tech ways to keep everyone safe. So when you book for the exhibition or you turn up and you pay in the museum, you will be given a free pencil. And you use that pencil to go round and press all of the buttons, meaning that you will never have to touch the buttons that other people do. And then you have a free souvenir to take away with you at the end of your visit. So I've been installing that with just a very few people on site during lockdown. And so all of our other staff coming back have been really enthusiastic and having great fun playing in the exhibition. So I'm hoping all of our visitors enjoy it just as much too.
These machines are mainly a Victorian idea. These are modern ones, are they?
These are modern ones. So these ones were mostly made from the 80s onwards. Cabaret Mechanical Theatre are a group who had a shop in Falmouth originally, and then they were also in Covent Garden briefly. I remember them there when I was a child, and they worked with people who make automata now. And they built up a collection over time through the ones that they sold in their shop and through knowing various artists. And there's a real mix of different subjects. So I say we've got a lion tamer in there, but there's also a lovely one of the flight into Egypt, which is what happens after Christmas when Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus escape into Egypt. And there's a very wonderful one, right? I won't give away the fun of it, but there's one of the Holy Family that's very fun to see how they're running away. And these models, the great thing is, as well as being able to see the wonderful movement and all the fun little details in them, you can actually see how they work because automata work on cam and axles and gears that you can really watch, and you can see them on the models, so you can work out exactly how each bit is moving if you watch them carefully enough. And we've also been able to get some kits so that children who visit the exhibition can make their own mini automata as well, to have a go at making one themselves.
And all of this, as you say, is COVID safe. It's presumably at night time, it's all cleaned anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's hand sanitizer in the space, lots of reminders about keeping it. And it's also, so this is an exhibition you do have to book for. For the museum, you can just come in. This is a ticketed exhibition, so you will pay for a ticket. But that also means that we can manage exactly the number of people in that gallery to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. And you can book ahead online on our website, or we have some tickets that are kept back for people who just turn up on the day. But if you want to be sure of getting in, then book online is the best way to do that.
Open every day?
Open every day, 11 till 5 with the rest of the museum, that's right, including Sundays. Verulamium Museum, the Roman Museum, is closed on Sundays, but up in town we're open every day of the week.
This exhibition is downstairs in the Western Gallery.
Yep, that's right.
And the other exhibition upstairs is still running?
Yes, so upstairs we've got Looking Back, Looking Forwards, which is the exhibition celebrating the St Albans and Hertfordshire Architectural and Archaeological Society, or SAHARS as they're sometimes known, which has the wonderful scale model of the clock tower in it and lots of information about how that local history society has helped preserve the history of St Albans over the last 175 years that they've been in operation. So yeah, that will be there all Christmas as well for you to see. That's a free exhibition. We've also at the moment got a screen showing the Maltings did an art competition this summer working with local schools, and so any child or family who entered that competition, there's a screen upstairs showing all of those entries as well, so it's kind of a mini exhibition in that way. So there's plenty to see around the building as well.
You mentioned the stairs, they're one way down and one way up, aren't they?
Yeah, so there are arrows on the stairs to keep you separated and to make sure that everyone's safe. There's also the lift still in operation, so if anyone who needs to use the lift, but we do ask people to leave that for those who actually do need it, because obviously you can only have one household at a time.
One final thing, is the shop open as well?
Yes, the shop is open in both museums, but we are also really excited that we now have an online shop. Early on in lockdown, when some of the funding were coming out to support businesses, we were able to get a little bit of money to move our shop online. So for those of you who aren't able to get out to the museum but are looking for some Christmas gifts, local history books or our St Albans baubles, you can now go on our website and order things online as well.
I had a look on there and I'm amazed at the range of things, because some of the things are from Verulamium Museum, some of the things are from the museum and galleries. There's a whole range of material, anything from a postcard for 70p up to something for 100 and something pounds.
Hopefully there's a gift for everyone there. But as you say, both museums and all sorts of local books on there. I know there are ones, lots of people have been going out for walks a lot more during all of these strange times. And I know we've got some books of great local walks on there, for example. So do have a look if you've got time. But the shops are both open as well if you're near either museum.
And if you go to the website,
stalbansmuseums.org.uk, that's right. And that's where you can see the shop, book to visit Verulamium, and where you can book your Cabaret Mechanical Marvels tickets as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Sarah. We've only got a little bit of time this week, but thanks for all that.
Okay, thank you.